From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama says the U.S. alliance with South Korea has never been stronger. At a news conference in Seoul, Mr. Obama said he and President Lee Myung-bak share the view that North Korea must rejoin talks on ending its nuclear weapons program.
On North Korea, our governments have maintained extraordinarily close cooperation, and President Lee and I are in full agreement on our common approach going forward.
Mr. Obama also said that the U.S. has started talking with allies about punishing Iran for defying efforts to halt its weapons program. Iran has said it will not agree to ship its low-enriched uranium to Russia for processing so that it can be used for weapons purposes. California has become the first state in the nation to require manufacturers to limit the amount of electricity it takes to power television sets. As Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports, environmental groups are applauding the action.
Under the regulation adopted by the California Energy Commission, all new television sets up to 58 inches will have to be more energy efficient beginning in 2011. The requirement will be tougher in 2013. Currently, only a quarter of all TV sets on the market meet the higher standards. It's estimated TV sets account for 10% of the electrical use in the average home. Dan Jacobson of Environment California says the new regulations will save $1 billion a year.
About a power plant's worth of electricity in the state of California is how much energy that we'd be able to save by having everybody in the state adopt these strong standards.
Manufacturers claim the new rules will undermine California retailers because consumers could simply buy sets in another state or online. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
U.S. Senator Robert Byrd has become the longest-serving member in the history of Congress. In his home state Wednesday, supporters gathered at the Capitol to pay tribute. Erica Peterson of West Virginia Public Broadcasting has the story.
Byrd, a Democrat, has served 9 consecutive terms in the Senate, with almost 57 years in Congress under his belt. In 2006, he became the nation's longest-serving senator, but it wasn't until Wednesday that he passed the record set by Carl Hayden of Arizona. At the state capitol in Charleston, well-wishers gathered in front of a statue of Byrd, celebrating his dedication, tenacity, and sense of humor. Governor Joe Manchin.
What a remarkable national milestone we are celebrating today. Our senior senator becomes the longest-serving member of Congress in the history of the United States government.
Byrd has been called the King of Pork for his ability to steer billions to his home state. He also has been one of the strongest critics of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. For NPR News, I'm Erica Peterson in Charleston, West Virginia.
You're listening to NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the United States will keep pressing Afghanistan's government to crack down on corruption. Clinton is in Kabul to witness President Hamid Karzai's inauguration to a second term. Her visit coincides with a report alleging that a senior Afghan official took a $20 million bribe in order to steer a copper mining project to a Chinese company. An Afghan state television report says the government denies that claim. Russia says that it hopes to have a new economic pact with the European Union soon. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
At a Russian EU summit in Stockholm, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev said that both sides are now agreeing on the details of a new economic pact, and those details will be revealed soon. The summit is intended to lay the foundations of a new economic and political partnership between the 27-country EU and Russia. Both sides discussed global warming, and Sweden's prime minister urged Russia to do more to combat climate change. They also discussed energy supplies to Europe, which could be threatened by a dispute with Ukraine. Many analysts fear the one-day summit will have little outcome because ties between Russia and the EU are fragile following Russia's brief war with Georgia last year. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
AAA is projecting a modest increase in travel this Thanksgiving holiday. The organization expects travelers to search for cheaper alternatives than the airlines for several reasons, including new surcharges. AAA says the share of Thanksgiving air travel has actually been declining for a decade. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials lost 11 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index fell 10. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.